Right now, I wanted to talk about two Johns, if you will, that we will be commemorating, especially one this week and one currently. John Belushi passed away in March of 1982, and there is a Showtime documentary on right now. It premiered in late last month, so I'm sure it's still on Showtime if you have Showtime. But if you don't, go to somebody's house, but try to find this thing, because it's called Belushi, and it's a very unique documentary. I think John's life has been it's been very confused in how to relate it, because it was a very complex life. It was filled with some amazing highs and some very dark and scary lows. And in telling his story, you can't help but smile, and then you can't help but shake your head and maybe even shed a tear. It's really a bittersweet story. And, for many people now, I mean, he passed away almost 40 years ago. And so for many, John Belushi is just some figure on a screen. A generation and a half, perhaps, never really saw John Belushi when he was around, when he was performing, when he was literally reshaping our pop culture and our culture in general as a part of Saturday Night Live. And then later in his film, certainly, Animal House is still today considered a classic. And people still say, toga, 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 And you have, the song Shout and Shamalama Ding Dong and so many great lines. What do you want us to do, you moron? It's a classic. And then, of course, the Blues Brothers with Dan Aykroyd. My gosh, when the Blues Brothers came out in 1980, not only was I there on opening night, and I still have the press kit that they gave everybody. It was very cool. I thought I was like at some Hollywood premiere, even though I was just at the Norwich Theater on the Northwest Side. But my friend, my childhood friend, Jack Cusimano, and I, we went to see the Blues Brothers because it came out in the summer. And, when you're in high school, I mean, what else do you have to do except, hang around and go to the movies? They were showing a noon showing of the Blues Brothers every day. I'm not exaggerating. This is true. I tend to exaggerate, but I'm not exaggerating this time. For 2 weeks straight, every day, including Saturdays and Sundays, my friend Jack and I went to see the Blues Brothers. That's how we started our day. If you remember back when you got a summer off from school in high school, you started your day kind of, okay, what do we do? Maybe 10 o'clock or so, you jump on your bike. My friend was a year older than me, so he had a car. But, you sort of start your day around 11:30, and maybe you start out at, getting lunch, and then you do the rest of whatever you do, just hanging out. Well, we started our day at the Norwich Theater every day for 2 weeks to see the Blues Brothers. I mean, that movie is ingrained in my childhood. I'll never forget it. And then 2 years later after that, I'll never forget hearing the news. I went to St. Pat's in high school here on the Northwest Side, Belmont and Austin, and I was going to a regional basketball game. The Shamrocks were in the regional at East Lydon. And that day, the news came out that John Belushi had died. And it was the first time, in my young life, I had a few family members pass away. But no one like that, where like you sort of idolize one of your idols like that, passed away. He was really the first one for me that had that impact. And I'll never forget, I wore my Blues Brothers T-shirt, which I still have. And it was such a weird day, because you couldn't believe at age 33 that John Belushi was gone after so many laughs and such an impact that he had. And so this new documentary on Showtime is really worth seeing, because it's unique in that it's not just talking heads remembering John. The way this is told, there are some interviews with Dan Aykroyd, his former wife, Judy, some of his childhood friends, even his mother, other people that work with him, Lorne Michaels from Saturday Night Live. But they're all there only on audio from telephone interviews. The rest of the documentary is made up of footage from his movies and the TV, as well as some home movies, as well as photos. And then really a very impactful device that's used, some letters that John would write his wife and also at the time high school girlfriend and then later wife, Judy Jacklin. He wrote her these letters, and Bill Hader, the comedian, reads them as John. And you really get a new wrinkle and a new insight as to how complex, how tortured in many ways, and how just a nice, sweet guy he was. And that's always what you hear about John Belushi. He was such a sweet guy. And then you hear about his demise, where he got into drugs to the point that, you know, it killed him at age 33 at the Chateau Marmont in L.A. And so if you can, I would really recommend you to see the documentary Belushi, which is on Showtime right now. We'll keep talking about that, and we'll also memorialize another John, who on Tuesday, December 8th, we sadly commemorate 40 years of his assassination. John Lennon, killed 40 years ago on December 8th, right in front of his home in New York, the Dakota Apartments. Can't believe it's 40 years. Jim Toronto filling in for Dean Richards this morning. You're listening to 720 AM WGN. We'll be back right after this. Jim Toronto filling in for Dean Richards this morning. Hope you're having a good time. I certainly am. And don't forget, after the 11:30 news, Elton Jim's Not Ready for Any Time players. Dave Schwann, Andy Mazur, Jim Toronto, we will be recreating a famous scene from A Christmas Carol. If you loved what we did to It's a Wonderful Life about a month ago, hopefully we will be able to recreate that that acting magic that we did about a month or so ago. I was talking before the break about two Johns that we sadly have lost, two icons in entertainment history. Currently on Showtime, there is a documentary called Belushi, which, as I said earlier, is a very interesting and unique documentary. It's not just your run-of-the-mill talking heads remembering things. You're actually seeing another layer of John Belushi's personality and who he really was. And as I said, for almost a generation and a half, many people just know him as someone on the screen or someone in a movie or maybe on an album. If you missed John Belushi when he was alive, when he was on Saturday Night Live every week, when he was in when the movie just came out of Animal House in 1978, or when the Blues Brothers movie came out in 1980, and you really did miss a once in a generation performer. You really did. He was that important, and he was that special. When John Belushi came out on Saturday Night Live, you couldn't take your eyes off of him. I mean, with one simple raise of an eyebrow, he had you on the floor laughing. And even if he wasn't doing anything, there was just a kinetic energy around him and a charisma. If he wasn't doing something, you were wondering what he was going to do next. And when he was doing something, you couldn't believe what he was doing. He brought just an energy, a complete just, you know, courage and braveness. He would go to any length for a laugh. As I said, he could be as broad and big as Jackie Gleason or as subtle with just a little eyebrow lift and the sinister danger behind that, with that little smirk he would give. As I said, as a part of Saturday Night Live and his movies, he changed the culture. He really did. And as I said, this documentary is really an interesting look at it. You laugh at the beginning, and then you can't help but shake your head and be sad to see what drugs did to him, and to see how incredibly, at the end of his life, John Belushi did not think he was funny, which is more of a statement on what drugs can do to you. When a guy like John Belushi had lost whatever inner confidence he had to actually think that he wasn't funny. And the sad part in John's story was not only his demise, but, you know, when he passed away in 1982, we still weren't at a time in our culture where we recognized drug abuse as potentially a psychological or a physical problem, as opposed to he's just some hophead. And the sad part is, if John had been able to stay away or stay alive for two or three or four more years, then there were then programs that were beginning to get accepted and developed to beat drugs and to look at drug addiction as a problem that could be helped and not just sort of tossed away. And I think that if he would have just hung around, he may have been able to sober up. And, you know, the funny thing is, John was going to be originally starring in Ghostbusters. The Bill Murray character was written for John Belushi. It was Dan Aykroyd, John Belushi, and Harold Ramis. And he also was going to be in the other Dan Aykroyd film in the mid-80s, Spies Like Us, which Chevy Chase wound up playing in. So there were things on the horizon, and my gosh, I mean, Ghostbusters would have been a career-changing movie for him. The sad part was that his last two films did not do well at the box office, and this is what kind of depressed him and brought him into this kind of drug-filled, very dark, dark part of society. And ultimately, he passed away. He was injected with a combination of heroin and cocaine, which at the time was called a speedball. Ironically, the woman that administered that to him just passed away. She was in her early 70s. It's such a shame, because I think of all the laughs that we have missed. What would John of Belushi done these last 40 or 30 some years, and the laughs he would have given us? That's the thing that I think about when I see some of the people have grown to prominence. You know, they've become the biggest comedy stars of our generation, like Robin Williams or Billy Crystal or some of these other people of that era. John, with time, would have, I think, eclipsed them all. And I do believe, because John was not just funny. John was an actor who was funny. He was an actor first. And I really believe that he would have won an Oscar, probably for a dramatic role. I mean, if Robin Williams could have won an Academy Award for Good Will Hunting, I believe that John Belushi would have won an Academy Award for some movie that he would have been in as a dramatic actor. I really believe that. It's a sad story. But check out Belushi, the documentary on Showtime, if you can. As much as I miss the laughs, I still try, and I don't condone, you know, what he did toward the end of his life. But I try to remember John Belushi more for the laughs than the personal gaffes. But we missed you, John. And if you were a fan of John Belushi at the time, or if you've just seen or heard of him, check out the Belushi documentary. You know, by the time he was by his 30th birthday, at that time he had a number one album with the Blues Brothers, Briefcase Full of Blues. He was the number one grossing comedy of all time at that time, Animal House. And he was on the number one show, Saturday Night Live, all on his 30th birthday. Pretty impressive, pretty amazing. We miss you, John.